this election season, in addition to the race for district attorney, Philadelphia voters will have a say in the future of the local and state courts. WHYY's politics reporter Carmen Russell-Slushansky spoke with WHYY Morning Edition host Jennifer Lynn about who's running and some big issues that are driving judicial races.
Good morning, Carmen.
Good morning, Jen.
Carmen, let's go from the top to the bottom and start with the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. That's the highest court in the Commonwealth and hears appeals on everything. Tell us about the election for that court.
Sure thing. So there are three justices on the state Supreme Court up for what we call retention. Now, the way it works is that justices run in partisan elections to get on the court for 10-year terms. Then, when those terms are over, they go up for retention elections in which voters decide whether to keep them on the court for another 10 years or not. This year, there are three justices up for retention: Christine Donahue, Kevin Dougherty, and David Wecht.
Okay, so I've been hearing a lot more about this race this year than I have in earlier years. Why has this race become so visible?
Well, first, you're right that there is far more attention being paid to the election this year and a lot more money going into it than in prior years. That's because Republican activists see an opportunity to change the direction of the court. The three justices I mentioned were all elected as Democrats in 2015 and make up part of a 5-2 majority on the court. If Republicans can remove them and possibly even replace them, they could reshape the court's ideological balance for many years to come.
What are the issues they are campaigning on?
Well, this court really is pretty supreme. I mean, it's right there in the name, and it's ruled on extremely important issues, including those relating to voting rights and abortion access. As you know, these are two pretty contentious issues here in Pennsylvania these days. Some of the effort to remove the justices has been led by an activist named Scott Pressler, and he has been going around the state talking about how the justices in question allowed 2020 mail-in ballots to be counted as long as they were dated by Election Day, even if they came in days afterward. This is how he described that in Erie earlier this year.
They allowed and engineered the stolen election here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. If you want justice, if you want accountability, if you want to reshape Pennsylvania, you vote no to these people. Does that sound pretty good?
And, of course, anti-abortion activists are unhappy with the fact that the same justices have also ruled in favor of abortion rights under the state Constitution's Equal Rights Act. This is Maria Gallagher of the Pennsylvania Pro-Life Federation, which is campaigning against the justices as well.
Unfortunately, these justices are on the wrong side of history and the wrong side of the law.
I've been seeing a lot of ads about this election. A lot of money is going into the race.
Yes, indeed. You have financiers like Pennsylvania's richest man, Jeffrey Yass, bankrolling the anti-retention side. But Democrats have jumped in with some pretty big spends themselves, with national organizations like the Democratic National Committee and Planned Parenthood spending hundreds of thousands to push back against those efforts. It's been unprecedented for judicial retention races here in PA, and there have been plenty of TV and online ads, as well as mailers. Some of the ads have made abortion a central issue, like this one.
Right now, our rights are under attack here in Pennsylvania. We deserve to make our own choices with our health care. Supreme Court Justices Donahue, Dougherty, and Wecht, they follow the Constitution and value freedom. They protected our rights, access to abortion, and birth control.
Carmen, what about the justices themselves? Have they campaigned for their own jobs?
Kind of. I say it that way because technically they are effectively prohibited from campaigning and are very limited in what they can say about their cases and viewpoints outside the courtroom. However, all three have been going to forums to talk about what they do, during which they've held to the narrative that they rule purely on legal grounds. So, for example, this is Kevin Dougherty speaking at an event here in Philly.
The Constitution required us to run as a partisan, but the moment we were elected, when we put that black robe on, we hung up that partisan title, and we have watched ourselves accordingly.
Carmen, Pennsylvania voters have a couple other judicial elections to weigh in on. Tell us about those.
Right. So there is the Commonwealth Court, which is the state's specialized intermediate appellate court that handles disputes involving government agencies and public policy issues. That race includes a contested race featuring Republican environmental attorney Matthew Wolford and Democratic Judge Stella Tsai, while a separate retention vote asks voters whether Judge Michael Wujek should serve another 10-year term. Now, because the Commonwealth Court often decides cases involving election law, zoning, labor rights, and agency power, observers say the outcome could influence how regulation and individual rights are balanced for years.
Okay. And voters will also select a judge for an open seat on the Pennsylvania Superior Court, another appellate court that handles other appeals such as those in criminal, civil, family law cases from around the state.
Yeah, that's right. And the three candidates running for an open seat on that are Democrat Brandon Newman, Republican Maria Batista, and Libertarian Daniel Wassmer. And at the same time, Judge Alice Beck DeBow is up for a retention vote to decide if she will serve another 10-year term.
And there are some judges running right here in Philadelphia.
Yes, there are many local judges for the Court of Common Pleas and several bench seats for here in Philadelphia seeking open seats or re-elections. Honestly, it's too much to go into here, but we have an extensive voter guide on our website, and listeners can easily find it at whyy.org/election.
Thanks for your time, Carmen.
Thank you, as always, Jen.
WHYY's politics reporter Carmen Russell-Sluchansky on WHYY's Morning Edition.